The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources captured and collared more than 1,000 white-tailed deer in northern Iowa, Dane, and Grant counties. In 2002, the state first detected the disease in that area. Scientists analyzed data from infected and healthy deer to compare their annual survival rates. DNR research scientist Dan Storm told the Natural Resources Board that infected does had half the survival rate of healthy deer. He says survival was even lower among infected bucks.
CWD does substantially reduce deer survival and suppresses deer population growth rate. Where CWD prevalence is high, deer populations are likely declining.
He says the disease will eventually affect deer populations elsewhere as it spreads and grows more prevalent. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.